Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
How come I can't find the Color Rush jersey on Fanatics right now? Hey, Tommy, call Fanatics up for me. I can't find the Color Rush sweatshirt, hoodie, on their website right now, and I've seen the images they've put out. I noticed the jerseys tonight are the white on white with the white kind of tiger scratch thing as they get ready for a game against the Dolphins tonight. But I'm on Fanatics right now, and I don't see the Cincinnati Bengals Color Rush sweatshirt.
I think God is telling you something. As a Jet
God's
fan, you cannot purchase.
That's what God's telling me, Evan.
You cannot purchase nor ask for a free Cincinnati Bengals jersey.
I'm trying. Why wouldn't they have the Color Rush stuff up there? Like, you think they would, right? Am I wrong in just asking the question?
You would think, as it's getting a lot of positive reviews. People really love that thing.
It looks fantastic, and it'll be on display tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. But welcome to the show, another edition of Carton and Roberts, Evan Roberts, Craig Carton. Lots to do. No baseball tonight, which is great because now you can watch the NFL game without having to worry about missing the New York Mets pennant race, the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge going for 62 now. And by the way, I just like to say this out of the gate. If you go to a baseball game, Evan, as an adult male, and I do not mean this to be sexist, it's not, it's just the way I process it, okay? An adult male goes to a baseball game with the express written purpose of hoping that he gets the opportunity to make the catch on the Aaron Judge home run if he hits it.
Yes.
So that adult male brings a baseball glove with him because I don't want to risk the ball hitting my thumb and ricocheting off, or maybe it caught my pinky and I dropped it. I bring the glove to guarantee I make the catch. Is that not
That's
so
the
far?
Intention of bringing the glove, yes.
So two different guys, and to be fair, there's a third guy there. There was a Yankee fan sandwiched in between the two Blue Jay fans. Three guys, three gloves, nobody makes the catch.
Can you imagine dropping or failing to catch something worth millions of dollars? It's life-changing.
Well, that ball's worth, they say, $500,000 to $1 million.
But
the next one's worth the most.
When you miss a foul ball or a home run at any baseball game, it's more about your pride. It's more about, it's a cool memento to have. It's not really worth anything. Those guys, Craig, missed out on a life-changing experience.
And they're well aware of it. That's why they went to the game.
Yes.
And I'm watching, going, you got to be kidding me. All three of those guys didn't make a play on the ball. Like, what are we talking about?
And then,
that's
of course,
why we're fans and the players are players. And every time we get that twisted and we think, oh, I could do that. Oh, I could do that. Three knuckleheads, all with baseball gloves on. Every one of them dropped the ball.
And then it ends up in the hands of the Blue Jays. And so it isn't even a fan that gets to orchestrate a negotiation.
Right.
It just ends up with the Blue Jays.
Now, there was a negotiation, apparently. It went from the Blue Jays to the Yankee bullpen. From the Yankee bullpen, there was then a negotiation with Aaron Judge. And then with Aaron Judge, there was then a negotiation. Does my wife get the ball? Mm-hmm. Does my mom get the ball? Mom always wins. Mama always trumps wife. So, obviously, his mom gets it. And it was a great moment for Judge, for the Yankees, and those of you that seem to have, you know, a vested interest in this thing happening.
It was cool in that it bailed out Gerrit Cole, who for some reason had a colossal meltdown on the bottom of the sixth inning after being perfect through the first five.
Yeah.
And I think I know this means a lot to Judge because he's talked about it constantly. He's all about winning, 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 winning. It's a game-winning home run. It wasn't we're up 8-0 home run. Not that there would be anything wrong with that. So I think for Judge, even though, yes, the standings have been determined, they're going to win the division, hitting an important in that game home run, I think, is something that he really wanted.
Now, I know last night, because some family concerns, you did not get to go to the Met game yesterday, but I know you were watching the Met game. So I'd love to know what Evan Roberts was doing in the first six innings of yesterday's
crushing
game.
Crushing out everybody, including the manager who's going to join us today. Like, I was very upset about him allowing Taijuan Walker to face Brian De La Cruz.
Okay.
De La Cruz hit a home run earlier. He was 2-for-2 against him.
Right.
He had Seth Lugo warming up, get his ass out the game, and he gives up a double ahead in the count 1-2. But that wasn't the biggest issue. The biggest issue was these bats were dead for the first six innings. That was the biggest issue. And I think most of us watching this game, and the way I watched it, so I was behind on the game. All right.
Okay.
But
well, that's normal for you, though.
Well, yes, it was
normal.
You're
watching on DVR.
Watching on DVR on my iPad, and I needed to know what was happening in the Braves Nationals game. So I have that game next to me, but I can't watch it, Craig, because if I watch it, they may flash the Mets score.
They're going to flash the Mets
so
score.
So I have it on the MLB Game Day app where they tell you in play, out recorded. In play, no out recorded, run scores. That's how I'm watching this game.
Ugh.
And so I'm seeing the Nationals are nursing a 2-1 lead. I'm like, you know, this is going to piss me off even more. They can't take advantage of this. And never did I think they were going to come back. Even when Eduardo Escobar hit that 2-run home run in the seventh, it still felt like your normal tease. Because Alonso did that the night before. The 3-run home run to get you back in the game. But what was so important, I thought, is that they instantly, the next inning, put another rally together. And it looked like that rally was going nowhere.
Yeah, but hold on.
When Lindor swings at the first pitch and pops up. And now you're down to two outs, and then Eduardo Escobar, who has been so clutch all September, came through with the two-run hit.
The month of Escobar, as Gary Cohen said.
Of Escobar.
But here's what's interesting. You know, we sat here yesterday, and we actually, in a weird way, kind of predicted some of what happened, not the ultimate outcome. We didn't. But we both kind of said, you know, wait, watch the Marlins go up 2-0, and Met fans feel like, that's it, game's over.
Yeah.
Because there was that, you know, the night before that happened. Excuse me, and the feeling sometimes we had with the Yankees too. So I'm not picking on the Mets here. Sometimes as a fan, you have that feeling the team's lethargic. They're not going to score runs. They're dead. There's no spirit. All that stuff.
Right.
And last night it was like that.
100%.
1-0. 2-0. 3-0. 4-0. Here we are now in the last third of the game. No reason at all to think that the Mets had another rally.
The only thing that gave me some hope is when they scored the two runs to make it 4-2. What scared me was top of the eighth inning, the Marlins tacking on a run. Kind of like what they did the night before. When Ottavino comes in and gives you that shutdown inning, and now you got six outs to go, you're down by two, you got the top of the order coming up, you feel like you have a half a shot. But that eighth inning was so infuriating because you get the two on and nobody out, Lindor pops up. Then you get the bases loaded, one out, and McNeil pops up. Both those guys swinging at the first pitch. When Escobar came up after that, as clutch as he had been earlier in the game, that felt like an absolute gut punch to have the bases loaded one out and you're not going to score.
Right, exactly right.
And think about what that ball was. It was a weak ground ball to the right side that found the hole.
Here's the question. As the Mets are being shut out through the first half of the game, a little more than that, did you have, and I know you're catching up because you started on DVR.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure this out for Met fans. At what point did you know, hey, if we win, we gain a game? In relation to what Atlanta was doing.
Okay, so I finished.
That's because your scoreboard watching.
The Mets tied the game before the game. Well, let me frame it this way.
Because you knew in the 10th, obviously, the Braves, that was it.
The game ended, for those that were live, I ended up being about 20 minutes behind way it eventually ended. If you're watching the Met game live, the Braves had lost in the top of the 10th inning of the Met game. So you're already in extra innings, tied the game up.
Right.
Now you know the Braves lost. And by the way, that one game swing is monstrous. I expressed that yesterday.
Beyond huge.
The Mets go into this weekend. Obviously, I want to win 2 out of 3. I'd like to sweep it. But if they lose 2 out of 3, they are still in the driver's seat to win this division. which was my goal for the last 2 months.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm rooting for only winning one out of three.
You wanted to be in a place, you've said it a million times, where all you got to do is win a single game in Atlanta, and then obviously I'd be Washington
100%,
afterwards.
100%.
But in the Atlanta series, you wanted to take the pressure off having to sweep or win the series.
No doubt.
That was the goal.
For me, though, the Nationals won the game about 35 seconds before Eduardo Escobar got the game-winning hit. So my emotions, and I had to be very quiet. Everything's okay, but I was in a hospital last night. And as the game ends, I jump up. I'm doing the silent pump fist. And then my wife looks at me and says, I feel bad you didn't go.
What is
and
the...
And I said, honey, come on now.
I guess it's now that you said it, I didn't... I'm being a good partner here, but now that you said it,
yes.
What's the baby's name? And I've been very good about not saying anything about it, but I did tell you a year and a half ago that you and your wife were going to have a daughter.
Right.
I'm just wondering, how's the baby doing? What's the baby's name? And how much did he or she weigh?
See, here's the problem now.
Because you just kind of flippantly said,
no, I didn't.
I didn't watch the Met game. I was in the hospital last night.
No, I did watch the Met game. I was in the hospital.
You watched the Met game now, while your wife was giving birth?
That wouldn't be
my gosh.
Wouldn't be the first time.
I mean, I watched the Jets-Steeler playoff game right after my wife gave birth, so I get it.
Before anyone tweets me, congratulations.
Congratulations.
He's full of crap, okay? There's no baby.
Well, why else would Evan Roberts here flippantly say, oh, by the way, I was in the hospital last night, and I'm looking at you. You're wearing the same pants you wore yesterday.
Because I am.
Because you had a baby.
I did not have a baby.
I'm so happy
for
you guys.
My wife did not have a baby, but everything's okay.
Okay.
All right?
You're
everything's
sure.
Fine.
No babies.
Everybody's fine.
Did her water
There's
break?
No baby. There's no water being broken.
Okay.
There will be no baby, by the way.
Okay.
There is no baby. But the mess was, I was happy.
Why would you flippantly say, oh, by the way, I was in the hospital last
because
night?
Because I want to explain kind of my scene.
Okay.
I'm sitting in a chair.
Keep it real with the audience.
I want to keep it real.
I assume no SNY in the hospital?
No SNY in the hospital.
Okay.
I'm on one tablet watching the Met game. I'm on the other tablet watching the MLB Game Day app.
All right.
My youngest son is sleeping. I need to be quiet. My wife's half asleep, and there's nurses coming in every 5 minutes.
Right.
And I'm very emotionally into this game. And everybody's taken care of, by the way. I'm a very good father.
Let me just say, his family's fine.
Everybody's
Everyone's
good.
Well. There's no issue.
Minor thing, we're
right.
All good.
All good.
I swear
all
to
good.
God. All right?
Yeah.
My wife was ready for me to leave.
Evan thought he was a baseball player. He had a cuticle problem, so he went to the ER for it.
Yes.
Help, I'm Jacob DeGrom. Can you cut my nails, please?
But when they won that game, I'm jumping up from this awkward position because it was that kind of game. And
yeah.
I think a lot of Met fans felt that way. The jump up out of your seat. Emotion kind of game.
You know, we talk a lot on this show, all shows, about, oh, that's the biggest win of the year. Oh, that's the biggest win of the year. And
yeah.
Obviously, depending on when you win and what's going on around you, you know, a game in July, which in the moment may be the biggest win of the year, you know, 2 months later is now an afterthought.
Yeah.
Because something happened tonight. Last night, listen, it's not even debatable, is the biggest win of the year.
No doubt.
Because Atlanta lost, so they gave you a shot to get that one game lead that you desperately want and need. And let's be honest, you were dead in the water for six innings.
Yeah, and as bad as this offense has been, they did something last night they've kind of done all year but reminded us, their ability to fight back. I mean, that's been the story of this team all season.
More early in the season than recently.
Yeah,
but
look,
they do have that DNA.
They
that's
have
fair.
That
yeah.
in their DNA, and it was kind of a reminder for any diehard Met fan, and I'm not going that far back to bring this game up. It reminded me of the Asdrubal Cabrera game from 2016 when he hit the walk-off home run against the Phillies and had the greatest bat flip of all time. That turned out to be, even though it wasn't a special year, 2016, they lost immediately. That's the regular season game we all remember.
Yep.
Truthfully, that is. You remember the Asdrubal Cabrera game. This obviously was the Eduardo Escobar game. It was also the bullpen game because the bullpen had to step up. Drew Smith did a tremendous job in the 10th inning, and we were all freaking out about it. We'll ask Buck later. I think most Met fans were thinking, hey, this is a big game. Why isn't Diaz pitching a second inning? I think we all thought that.
Fair
it's
enough.
A fair thought. We all had it. Very few of us had confidence in Drew Smith with a runner on second and nobody out in the 10th inning. And guess what? He got the freaking job done. And so did Eduardo Escobar. And the Mets got a victory they needed, and now it's all set up. They made a decision, which I understand, but I'm not totally in favor of, and that's flipping the rotation to have DeGrom on Friday. Fine. I'm not mad at it.
And by the way, as of right now, the weather forecast for Atlanta is okie dokie. So they're not moving the game up. There's no reason to. And you go Friday, Saturday, Sunday as originally planned. And that's where you're at. That's your season right there.
Here's what it comes down to.
And yeah, by the way, Buck Showalter will be live and exclusive with us today at what time?
3:30
Buck Showalter.
It's very simple. You win all three games against the Braves, there's a party Sunday night. The Mets win the division. If you win two out of three against the Braves, and all you've got to do is win a game against the Washington Nationals. If you lose two out of three, you just have to beat the Nationals three times in a row, assuming the Braves don't give you help and stub their toe. So it's really all in front of you now to secure this National League East, which is not a guaranteed trip to the NLCS, but the road is less crooked. The road has less bumps in it. If you win this division, get that rest and automatically go to the NLDS. And for us as Met fans who don't have a lot of division titles in our history, I've only seen two in my lifetime, it matters. It's important, and now it's right in front of us to seal the deal this weekend in Atlanta.
Well, we got lots to talk to you about. Obviously, the big New York Met win. Aaron Judge hits a 61st. You have Aaron's mom and the son of Roger Maris Jr., embracing and enjoying it. And then, amazingly, Roger Maris Jr. threw Barry Bonds. I mean, that's pretty much what his name is now. Threw Barry Bonds under the largest bus you could ever find in your lifetime. I will go down that road as well. Lots cooking, especially the experience for you as a fan, because now here's what you're set up with. Three games against the Baltimore Orioles. The outcome of the game, totally irrelevant. But if you have a seat in left center or right center, or heck, dead left or dead right, the get-in price is already absurd. Earlier this morning, it was $350. Now I'm being told it's almost double that.
Wow.
Whoever catches, if anyone, the next Aaron Judge home run, you are an instant multi-millionaire. The price tag right now is $3 million. So it's no longer about the game. Of course, it'd be nice to win. Can the Yankees still get to 100 wins?
Yeah.
Yes, they can.
Yeah.
But everybody going to that game, it's now about dust off the old Mizuno, go get the A2000, oil it up, and make sure if that ball hits your glove, you catch it. That ball makes you an instant multi-millionaire.
We all know and respect that you're a bougie guy. We all are. But if I handed you...
I drive an Elantra.
Yeah.
I just want to reiterate that point. While I have bougie tendencies at times, when we're talking about going to games...
Well, that's my point.
I drive a Hyundai Elantra with 35,000 miles on it. Yes, the seat is broken. It doesn't go back or forth.
I mean it in terms of going to games. If I gifted you a ticket
in
which you were in the front row, in the left field bleachers,
where I used to have season tickets for Boomer,
you used to have season tickets.
We had four seats in those exact seats.
And you're a great athlete. You'd be the first to tell us.
I am a fantastic athlete.
You have a chance to sit out there, make a catch, and quit one of your two jobs. You have a chance to do that because you'd make so much freaking money.
$3 million.
Would you bring your glove?
No.
Why not?
No.
Gives you a better chance at it.
Because, number one, I'm an adult. Number two, these hands are special. All right, these hands, they used to call me Crazy Glue Carton when I was in junior high school at Albert Leonard Junior High School. Crazy Glue Carton. If it touched my hands, it stuck. That's right. No, I'm an adult. I'm 50 years old. I'm not bringing a baseball glove to a game. That's why I don't bring a tennis racket to a tennis match.
It's very
different.
I don't
wear a hockey mask to a hockey
game.
You're
not volleying when you go to the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
You're not stopping a puck when you're on a hockey game. But when you're at a baseball game, you have a chance to make a catch.
Yeah.
That changes your life.
$3 million would change my life.
Changes your life.
Overnight changed my life.
If you catch that baseball, you quit. No, I know that.
I'd be gone.
Well, you'd quit the other job. You wouldn't quit this job.
If I had $3 million locked up, guaranteed, pop, 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 peace out.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Never hear from me again. You'll see me at Sotheby's smiling ear to ear
when
the gavel comes down and it goes $3.4 million sold.
So is there not a small part of you that would say, you know what, Friday night, maybe I will go to Yankee Stadium.
No part
maybe
of me.
Maybe I will sit in the left field seat. No. Why not?
For a lot of reasons.
You can catch a ball in life-changing event. You can't play the lottery. No one's saying you should.
I can't. That's
you
right.
can't. But you can go to Yankee Stadium and catch a baseball.
Yeah, no. True. Not going.
Why not?
No interest in it.
Why?
Number one, I don't like baseball.
You don't like $3 million?
Of course. I've never seen $3 million. Well, that's not true. I won it once. No. No. And it didn't change my life, sadly enough. It's a great question, Evan. And I have no good, plausible answer for why I have no interest in going. I guess I'm not entertained enough by baseball to go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Plus, he's going to get four at-bats. And my luck, I'll go to the game, he says, take this one off.
I'll tell you, man. I'll make you this prediction. First of all, he doesn't need
an off
day.
He's going to play all three.
He's playing all three games at Yankee Stadium.
He's not going to play all four in Texas.
No, and I get that. They have a doubleheader on Tuesday. Yeah. You want to sit one of those games, fine. Yeah. But does Aaron Judge look like a guy that needs an off day?
No, but I'll give him credit for this because, you know, Aaron Boone told this story. He's not like he told it to me. He said it publicly that once they clinched the division the night before, one of the first one-on-one conversations he had with any of the players was Aaron Judge. And he goes, you tell me what you want to do. Whatever you want to do, I'm going with it, right?
Right.
And Aaron Judge said, and you got to love him for this, I want to play. Now, if he hits 62 on Friday night, tomorrow night, he might say, I'm good to go on Saturday. I'm not playing. That's possible.
Right, right.
Because then he's got the record.
Yeah.
Like, then it's just a matter of how many more does he hit.
He's not
getting to 73.
Even though Boone would be doing nothing wrong, I wonder if he feels pressure about the fact that there's going to be 45,000 people there.
You're saying if he hits it on Friday, do you do Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, I think there may be more pressure to have to play him at home.
Well, I would tell if you are looking to make money on your ticket, here's where you're in a very interesting spot. Right now, and you can look it up, those tickets are ridiculous.
Yes.
Specifically, the outfield seats are stupid. Evan will give you the exact number now.
Yes.
This morning it was $350. I was told right before we came on it might be double that now.
Wow.
You'll check, okay?
Yeah, I'm checking.
Here's the rub, though. Let's say you're lucky enough, you bought a ticket for $30, you know, months and months ago. If you don't sell them now, and he hits it tomorrow, the Saturday and Sunday tickets are worthless.
I don't know. Worthless?
Worthless. 64 is not worth more than 62.
What if it's his last? You don't think that's worth more?
You could call Brandon Steiner if you want.
Whatever the final number is, and we have no idea what it is. A guy could hit three home runs in Texas. I have no idea. But wouldn't you think whatever that number lands at, that home run would have great value?
Evan, I'll tell you this. I am not an expert by a long shot on memorabilia. I don't claim to be.
Oh, my God.
My gut tells me
that
62 is more valuable than anything after that.
Okay.
All right, so you're looking at it, right?
Yes.
What's the price?
The get-in price, just to get to the game, is about $75, which is pretty high.
That's anywhere, though.
Anywhere.
That's probably foul territory.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying...
Right. Okay.
If you want to sit in section 136...
Where is that?
Which
that's
is
left center,
center
right?
field.
Yeah. Yep.
$567 a ticket.
That's for tomorrow.
That's for Friday.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have Saturday or Sunday?
I do.
Go.
It's loading right now.
Okay.
Please wait while we load for tickets.
It's
going to
be
New
less,
Yankees.
But that number's going to drop as soon as he hits it. Becomes worthless.
I don't know. It's going to drop. I don't know about worthless. Worthless is too strong.
All right, so it's $500 to change to sit in the bleachers.
All right, here we go. You ready?
That's a $30 ticket.
Same section for Saturday. The get in for there would be $318.
Yeah, almost half.
Yeah, but still a lot.
Compared to what the face value, sure.
So last night, while I'm watching the Met game, my plan was, as a good talk show host, when I'm done with the Mets, when I'm done with the Braves Nationals, I'll watch the Yankee game on DVR.
Yeah.
I don't want to know anything. I'll watch it when I'm done. As I'm watching the Met game, a Fox News banner pops up on my screen.
Oh.
Aaron Judge hit 61st home run.
Oh, you try to avoid it as much as you
can. So as much as I've perfected the DVR, sometimes news gets in the way.
What did you think about the radio and the TV call? Because I have a pretty strong opinion on it.
What did I think of the radio and the TV call?
Have you heard both? I assume you
I have, yes. I'm trying to... I thought what Kay did was very creative, and I'm not sure if you know what he did. That's obviously pre-planned, but I actually don't dislike it.
Okay.
He paid homage to the call on Roger Maris's 61st home run.
Okay.
He did that. Okay. I thought that was kind of cool. And it wasn't forced to the point where... You probably don't know that, and no offense to you.
I had no idea.
No idea. So it's not forced. So if you appreciate it, great. And if you don't, not a big deal.
He mimicked the words that were used back in 61?
Can you get the Roger Maris home run call?
Which, radio or TV?
The TV one.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
I forget. Maybe they were both.
But is it Mel Allen?
I think it was Phil Rizzuto.
Rizzuto, okay. Fair enough.
Get that call. You have it? Not quick enough?
They'll get it. All right, all right. So fair enough.
I appreciated that. John was John.
Yeah.
I think John is Mr. Reliable. As long as he doesn't screw up a call by thinking it was foul or thinking it was caught, his home run calls all kind of have that same big feel
to it. I thought both calls were fine. I thought John did what he does for Aaron Judge.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think he tried to make a like a bigger mockery of it.
No.
And I thought Michael Kay's call was fine. Like, I don't think either call's like, oh, my God, I got to get that call into the Hall of Fame right now. That's the greatest call I ever heard.
Right, right.
Neither call sucked either.
Right.
I want to be clear about that. And maybe the next one, when he breaks the record, will be the, this call's more about me than it is about him.
Well,
because
think about this.
If you're the broadcaster, as much as you're being paid, you have to paint the picture, to tell the story, you also are very well aware, because of the world we live in now, that your call is going to be critiqued as much as the player's performance.
Oh, absolutely.
So I would think, as big as last night was,
I agree.
When you break the record, that call, whether you know the critics like it or not, and I would say to Michael Kay and to John Sterling, that's the call that becomes your legacy.
No doubt. I think that the proof of that is I don't remember 61 for Mark McGwire. I don't remember hearing 60 for Roger Maris. Those are the tying records, obviously, at the time. We remember the record-breaking
right,
home run.
Which is why the next home run is the legacy call.
And I thought Bob Costas made a great point when he did the K-Rod broadcast when he said one of the most underrated calls in the history of baseball was Joe Buck's call of McGwire 62. And his reason for it, and I thought this was fascinating, he said, because it wasn't a moonshot. You didn't have time to know. It was close. Like,
right.
It was a very un-McGwire.
Was it down the left field line?
Yes, good call, against Steve Traxel. And so Joe Buck did, it's got a chance.
We'll get that one, too, over the course of the next
It was a great point by Costas. I never thought about it that way, but it's true. Like, it wasn't an obvious call, which almost makes it more difficult.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
That is Evan Roberts' Clueless account. This makes a good point. I should tell Buck Showalter when he comes on that you and Howie Rose both wanted the New York Mets after landing at 4 o'clock in the morning this morning and getting to bed about 5:30 this morning, that you guys wanted them to play today.
Yeah, if you guys actually did your
that
own
point.
If you guys actually did your own research, which unfortunately Evan Roberts Clueless didn't do, and you just followed suit.
That's my guy.
Well, guess what? I couldn't wait for you to finish so I can make you guys look like asses.
Good.
The Mets.
Yes.
Offered to do that.
He offered.
So before you guys blame me and Howie, the New York Mets, I thought you guys were paying attention.
Well, I guess
you're not.
The meteorologist sucks too.
The New York Mets. No, your whole points got blown up. So get mad at Evan Roberts' Clueless for giving you bad information.
No, he's got a point, though.
No, he's wrong. The Mets offered the Braves.
Yes.
Hey, we'll move up our game Wednesday. So they wouldn't have gotten in at 5 a.m.
Right.
We'll move up our game Wednesday. We'll get to Atlanta, and we'll play on Thursday.
Yeah.
The Braves turned it down.
Yes.
So to act like we wanted to force that on the Mets offered it.
Yeah. Well, that's
clueless.
No.
Guess who's clueless now? Evan Roberts is clueless.
I do have a counter to that. I don't want to get too in the weeds on it, but
go ahead. I'd love to see it try.
You and Harry Rose both made your statements prior to learning that the Mets offered that to the Braves,
and the Mets agreed with us. Then
the point is,
no, there's no point. You have no point.
You guys demanded. What's Major League Baseball doing? What are they thinking?
Well,
true or false?
It doesn't matter. The
true
Mets.
False?
See, the problem is the point was
timing's everything
the
in
New
life.
York Mets would be like, can you believe Howie and Evan are trying to make a... They offered it. Now, I don't blame the Braves for turning it down, and luckily they didn't move any game. I will admit that we were all wrong trusting the weather too much.
No, it turned out that everything's good.
The fact that we're going to get Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night is tremendous. It's best for everybody, no doubt. But let's do our own research. The Mets offered that to the Braves. The Braves turned that down. It's a good day, sir.
Would you rather your last name be Coxman or Bushman?
Coxman.
Yeah? You'd rather be a Coxman than a Bushman?
Oh, wait a second.
And I'm only asking because Matt Bushman is the guy that caught the Aaron Judge ball. He's a coach or something with the Blue Jays.
Yes.
Former player.
Yes.
And it dawned on me that he's a Bushman.
He's a Bushman.
And we know other people that are Coxmen. So would you rather be a Coxman or a Bushman? Just wondering.
Well, when you put it that way.
Just ask him the questions.
I do think that Coxman's a cooler last name.
You'd rather be a Coxman.
I think it's cooler last name.
Like you walking down the street, you'd rather someone go, hey, Coxman.
Yes.
As opposed to, hey, Bushman.
100%.
Yeah?
I think it's a cooler name.
Coxman. He's a Coxman.
They have a nickname for you.
How about in high school? I heard that Bushman's a Coxman.
Probably.
By marriage, though. You know, not a... By the way, we promised you the calls. Before we give them to you, I should also acknowledge that 68 years ago today, something very famous happened in Major League Baseball.
68. So what year is it now? 2022?
Yeah, 68 years ago today.
What year is 68 years ago?
Well, subtract 22.
1954?
Good guess, yes.
Am I right?
Yeah. What happened this day in 1954?
Willie Mays made the catch.
My man, Pots and Pans. Good
job.
That's right.
From 54.
But that's a good call.
If you say 1954 to me, the only thing I can think of is Giants beat the Indians in the World Series. Willie Mays made a great catch.
Well, that's today's the day Willie Mays made the catch.
Who hit the ball?
Come on, Vic Wertz. Everybody knows that. We just saw City Slickers.
Look at you.
All right, real quick. Give me John Sterling first from last night. Radio call here on WFAN number 61.
And the payoff. There goes the deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 61. He ties Roger Maris for the American League single season record with 61 home runs. It's a two-run Judgian blast. Here comes the judge. A two-run blast, and the Yankees take a 5-3 lead on number 61 for Judge.
And the entire Yankee team is out on the field. They are hugging him one by one. Patty Judge is standing behind the Yankee dugout. She got a big smile on her face. And the Yankee team outside the dugout, everyone hugging him.
Garrett Cole's got to get credit for hugging him.
Judge bailed him out. That's why.
For this guy.
So she only singles out one player, of course, her guy. You know, Garrett Cole, who's the best guy there is because he's out there first. Because Aaron Judge saved his sorry ass.
Damn right.
After the 6-inning performance.
You got to give Susan credit, though.
What is that?
You made a prediction that you turned out to be very wrong.
She
about.
Did not moan and groan during the call, but
no sound
there's
effects.
Only 62. Now, John forgot to say all rise. He said, here comes the judge. He did not say all rise.
Yeah, that's true.
He forgot to say all rise.
He also very confidently off the bat knew it was gone. Like,
yeah,
he was instantly into the it is high,
and,
it is far.
And let's give him credit. He was on it. He was on. So good for him.
Or he got lucky.
All right, let me hear. I got one for you. Ricky Ricardo.
Ricky.
I assume this is Spanish language. If I need to interpret afterwards, I will. I am fluent in Spanish, as you know. Play it.
Mesa Lessa, Judge, batazo, profundo por el izquierdo, olvídala, esa se va, se fue, la número 61 se fue, muévase un poquito Roger Maris, hay otro que se quiere sentar en la mesa, el juez Aaron Judge, culpable de empatar el récord de los Yankees, de empatar el récord de la Liga Americana. Llegó al norte de la frontera Aaron Judge, el número 61. Los Yankees se van adelante 5-3 y Judge empata a Roger Maris.
He said he hit number 61.
Did he?
To left field, and he plays for the Yankees, a.k.a. Los Yankees.
It's also the American League record. Yes, I heard him say that.
Yeah.
Americana.
That's Ricky Ricardo's is money. He's great. And in Spanish, it's even better for me.
So here's the order you got to do it in.
Hold on. I got one more, right? You want to hear what else? What else do we have there?
A television call. Television.
No. So here's how we got to do it.
All right.
So we can get an appreciation of this. Play Roger Maris' 61st home run. That should go first.
Okay, Roger Maris, TV call 61. I think it's a three-man booth, but Rizzuto's in it for sure. Let's hear how that goes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here's the windup. Fastball hit deep.
That crowd is deafening.
Yes.
That crowd, but also for all maybe the nonsense about, you know, him getting all the hate mail he got, and everyone would have preferred Mantle break the record, not Maris, and the Babe Ruth connection. That crowd was into it.
It also could be the audio quality of it.
Oh.
It could sound louder.
All right. What else? What's other?
Now, and here's a TV call.
I just think
to get to, if you appreciated what I appreciated, you wouldn't get it unless you heard the Maris.
K. Cone O'Neill last night. Yes, Network, go.
And the 3-2. Drill deep to left field. This could be it. See ya. He's done it. Number 61. He's been chasing history, and now he makes it. He and Roger Maris are tied with 61 home runs, the most anybody has ever hit in a single season in American League history.
All right, there you go.
This could be it. Was like a tribute, I think.
This could
it was
be
a
it.
Tribute to Rizzuto. I thought that was kind of cool.
All right.
I
didn't know that, so to me that was nothing great, not bad.
No, that's what I meant by that. Like, I think if you knew it, you'd say, oh, that's kind of cool.
You're probably right.
And if you didn't, then it makes no difference.
Now, I do think the next call for all these guys is the legacy call, because it breaks the record. If he does hit one more, now he stands alone. And I guarantee you somebody will say, now he stands alone. Move over, Roger. Move over, Babe. There's one man. Blah, 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 blah. I, of course, would have said, Moses! All right, and give me Joe Buck when Mark McGwire hits 61. Go.
Home run king.
Very good call.
Tremendous.
I got
call.
Chills on that one, actually.
Even though it's a record that most people don't acknowledge, and it's not a record anymore because Barry Bonds blew it away.
So there you go. Those are all the calls you wanted to hear, and you can do with them what you want. We just wasted 3 minutes of the
show. The whole process I find intriguing that no one's mentioning what most people are thinking.
No one's the Bonds steroid stuff?
Yes. Like, a big part of why people are into it, not everybody, is that they deem this as the true home run record.
Yeah, but it's not even Judge. Like, to me, you know, if Aaron Judge had come out and made a stance against the steroid users and the numbers that were set during those years with not just Bonds, but Bonds, Sosa, and McGuire, right? Mm-hmm. And if he was adamant about that as a purist, as a baseball fan and now player, I think you could put some more credence into it now that he's gotten to 61. But even if he did that, we can't ignore the fact that, at you know, and I hate having this conversation, Barry Bonds still hits 73.
Craig, I agree with you, but I think that Michael Kay and John Sterling and all of us have had the benefit of the Yankees playing in the American League. You can hide behind, this is the American League record. Do we really care about the American League record?
No,
we don't.
By the way,
we don't.
Only Yankee fans care about it because he has the record.
I understand, but we're using this as a way to talk about how historic it is without mentioning that half the people think it's historic because they think it's the real home run record.
See, I don't know. I'd stop you after the word historic there. I'm not sure if anybody thinks it's the real record. I think what everyone does appreciate,
Roger Maris' kid does.
It's his son.
And a lot of the audience does.
But it's his son. Of course Roger Maris' son
there
thinks that.
There are people listening right now. I'm not even saying I'm one of them because I'm not.
I know you're not.
Who think this is the real home run record and it's being talked around by broadcast teams. If a New York Met or a Philly, it doesn't matter, Bryce Harper, I won't even use the Mets, was chasing 60. How would it be talked about?
I think it would be talked about only in relation to, even with the steroid era, how many guys have hit 60? Six? Five? Right?
Well, Sosa, McGuire, Bonds, Roger, Bay. Right.
All right. So I think it's still historic because it's not been done a lot, even though it's been done multiple times by the guys you just referenced. So the thing that gets me is we acknowledge a dead ball era. We acknowledge a live ball era. We acknowledge the issue of minorities not playing, all that stuff. We acknowledge it, and yet we still accept every record that has been set by the men that played.
Right.
So why is this one any different? Now, is it an American League record?
Because it's the individual.
Sure.
No, because I'm sorry, I got to answer that.
Yeah.
Because it's the individual choosing to break a rule versus this is just the way it is. You can't blame Babe Ruth because of the era he played in.
I agree. But to also be fair,
it's not just an era you played in. You made a choice to do this. Ken Griffey Jr. didn't make that choice.
But there are a lot of guys that we know used steroids when it wasn't illegal to use them.
It was always illegal to use them. It just wasn't written into the MLB laws. It was illegal to use it. It just wasn't written in.
It wasn't a finable or a suspendable offense. Up until, I forget the exact year.
No, I understand,
right,
but that's because there was no testing. It was still banned from baseball.
Was it?
Yes. I think as early as 89 it was banned, but they never tested for it.
So then it's a ban without a ban.
Dude, the whole thing is fugazi. Right? I acknowledge that. I'm just pointing out.
Because don't forget, the thing that always gets me when you talk about this issue is that it was so freely accepted amongst the guys that played, or at least a portion of the guys that played, that Mark McGuire left it in his locker for all to see.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So he didn't care that anybody knew because there was no testing and there was no penalty that was going to come down because people knew he took Andro.
Right.
Or whatever the case may be.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I to me, and this is a pet peeve I have with sports and sports commentators in general, is why can't we watch a great performance, a great career, a great whatever without finding some negative angle to it. What Aaron Judge is doing is amazing.
No, I acknowledge that. I'm pointing out that I think that we have had this convenient line, it's the American League record, as if anyone gives a rat's ass about that.
Only Yankees
do. It's code talk. We're all talking code. Everyone's talking code. This is historic. It's historic because there are a lot of people.
Have you read the book, Code Talkers?
I've never read it.
You should.
Who think this is the real record. And instead of saying it during a famous home run call, and I acknowledge why you're not, it's the code of, it's the American League record. Come on. American League record.
By the way, I'll be the first to tell you, Barry Bonds has a single season home run record. Period. Stop.
I agree with you.
That's not up for debate. He has it. He has it. No one's coming close. He's got it. Maybe one day Aaron Judge will. I don't know. But right now, Barry Bonds has it. This is fun for a lot of reasons. Nothing to do with 73. But it's still fun. I'm enjoying it. You know, I also wish he hadn't done it.
Yeah, I know. You said that yesterday.
And I speak on behalf of the Maris family. Because if anybody believes that Roger Maris Jr. is thrilled that his dad is now an afterthought, you're crazy.
And I think, I tell you, maybe I'm reading body language. I watched that home run numerous times. When you see Roger congratulate Mrs. Judge.
I thought they were going to get it on, to be honest. I thought we were going to have the scandal of all baseball scandals. I thought this would be bigger than Ime Udoka sleeping with half the Celtic staff, allegedly.
I thought
he cupped an ass.
I did not think that. I thought he looked disappointed, though.
Of course he is.
I thought he had that look of,
by the way, you know what Roger Maris Jr. has done for the last 50 years of his life?
Promote 61?
He has a company called 61 Enterprises.
Right.
Like, this is not good for business.
No, I said this to you the other day. No knock on Roger Maris. 30 years from now, no one's going to remember him now.
Right.
He's not the real home run king anymore. He's nothing.
Here's John in Staten Island on the fan. John, what do you got?
Yo, what's up, boys?
What's How up, kid? You? Great.
My question is, if some jabroni catches 62, should Steve Cohen or Steve Bartlett grab that ball and dangle it up to the Mets or up to the Giants?
Well, by the way, if he hits 62 or anything beyond that, and I'm Steve Cohen, I am buying the ball and using it.
That's my point.
100% as the lure to get him to play for me.
Buy the ball and dangle it like something you put on your car.
No,
underneath your rear view mirror.
It's a really good idea because I remember years ago when Jose Reyes signed with the Marlins, it was revealed this story that I think it was the GM or the owner.
Good job, John.
I forget who it was. Met Jose Reyes at a bar to try to recruit him, and underneath his suit, he had a Jose Reyes Marlins jersey.
Clever.
To try to
I like it.
Show. And I totally agree. If you're a team pursuing Aaron Judge, you have Aaron over for dinner, you make all his favorite foods, and then right before dessert comes, you say, by the way, Aaron, I got something for you. Oh, yeah, what's that, Mr. Cohen? What's that, Mr. I forget the owner of the Giants.
And he opens it up.
And here's the baseball on a platter. On a platter. Like, you open up the platter, and there's the baseball. Number 62. And here's what I say. I say, did any other team buy this ball? No. We did. Because that's what
any other team buy this ball.
That's right.
We have it for you.
We have it
Don't
for you.
Don't you worry.
Yeah.
You know, there's a story going around about when Hank Aaron hit his final home run.
755?
Yeah, 755. That the guy that caught it gave it back to him and wanted nothing in return. Because different error, of course. But felt that it belonged to Hank Aaron for all the obvious reasons.
Right.
And then as the story goes, Hank Aaron was offered $25,000. But I was reading it. Oh, and who do you think offered it to him? It's really a fascinating story.
Who offered Hank Aaron?
Yes.
So the guy wanted to buy the ball from
Hank? During pregame, this guy walked through the clubhouse, got together with all the Braves relief pitchers.
Right.
And because a lot back then, you hit a home run where he hit it, it was most likely going to go to in the bullpen, all right?
Well, his last home run, he played for the Brewers, but okay.
So he walks in.
I don't know where this story is.
And he says.
You want to correct that or no?
No, I'm reading it right here.
Okay, but his last home run was for
the Brewers.
He
gathered the Braves relief pitchers.
Okay.
Offering anyone who caught the ball $25,000 so that he could use it in his Las Vegas show.
In his Las Vegas show?
Yes.
I don't know.
How about that?
That's interesting. Who was it?
It was Sammy Davis Jr.
Really?
Yeah. So there you go. And then the idea was that after he put it on display or showed the audience over however many dates he was doing in Vegas, he would then gift the ball to Hank Aaron.
So who effed up the story because his last home run was with the Brewers? Because that's obviously he wasn't talking to Brave relievers. They weren't.
Sure. I'm just reading. This is San Diego Union Tribune.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm not doubting the story, but there's an inaccuracy here. He had his last 20 home runs with the Brewers. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it, because if I don't say it, you're just going to get a ton of tweets saying it. So I'm going to acknowledge that Hank Aaron hit his last 22 home runs with the Milwaukee Brewers. That's all. Don't get mad at me. You want to get slapped by Twitter or slapped by me? Which slaps do you like better?
Okay. I made a mistake.
Okay, good.
It was when he hit 715.
There you go.
Okay.
Now it all makes
Not
sense.
Not 755.
Thank you.
When he hit the 715th home run.
This is why I fact checked you, just so we could be accurate.
Okay, it's the same story.
No, it's not.
Sammy Davis Jr. offered everybody $25K. Who cares where it was? For 715.
So did he get it?
I didn't keep reading. I stopped reading.
I mean, because the ball landed in the bullpen, right? I'm thinking back to that home run.
Yeah.
He didn't end up in the bullpen. Am I crazy? I've seen the clip 500 times. Pitch by Downing. Hit me, you know?
Yeah. Apparently, this guy gave the ball to Aaron and did not sell it.
But who got it? A fan guy?
The guy's last name was House.
Oh, so it was a player.
A player, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It was a player.
That's right. A guy in the bullpen caught it. That's what it was, right?
The guy's name is Tom House.
So Tom House caught it.
Tom House caught the ball. Or got the ball, I think he caught it, and was offered $25K, and here's the point.
Yeah.
He was making $15,000 annual salary, got offered almost double that by Sammy Davis Jr., and handed the ball to Hank Aaron. That's class right there, buddy.
Maybe I'm crazy here, and I know the Blue Jays ran to the same spot last night. Isn't there an obligation, though, to give him the ball?
Well, he said every other guy in that bullpen would have did the same damn thing.
That's
I
what
did.
I'm thinking. I think.
But the world was different.
Well,
there was honor amongst men. Wait, there isn't
did the Blue Jays sell the ball?
The Blue Jays gave the ball in return for something we don't know what.
What'd they get? What'd they really?
I've heard
get?
Some rumors. It's nothing crazy.
Okay,
nothing crazy.
There was no way there was going to be.
Father, and
remember,
better.
It was a Blue Jay coach who probably didn't even make a lot of money.
You ready for this? I was told this morning that the pitchers in the Yankee bullpen negotiated a settlement with Aaron Judge.
Oh, come on.
How about that?
Really? That's what Zach Britton's doing these days?
I was
walking
told that
everybody
the
in the world?
Relief pitchers in the bullpen told Aaron Judge that we'll give you the ball, you got to buy dinner. And they wouldn't give him the ball until he said yes.
That's okay. That's
apparently crazy. Aaron Judge is a notorious cheapskate at dinner.
Really?
Yeah, that's the word on the street.
Wow.
Yeah, great guy, but boxing gloves.
Wow. Love that.
So the word on the street, I was told from a very credible source this morning, is that it went like this. It was almost like a hostage negotiation. That, you know, Bushman's got it in the Toronto bullpen.
Right.
The Yankee bullpen makes a call to their bullpen. We want the ball. They offered the Toronto guy something. We believe it's drinks or dinner or something like that, right? Something nominal, nothing crazy.
Right.
And then when the Yankee bullpen got the ball, they negotiated an all-hands-on-deck dinner bought by Aaron Judge.
They just wanted those boxing gloves coming off of the hands of Aaron Judge.
Well, he's about to sign a $400 million contract.
Hasn't signed it yet, though.
Right?
Hasn't signed it yet, though.
Like, he can drop a $25,000 dinner.
I mean, he is making $20-plus million this year, but he hasn't signed that mega contract yet.
So that I was told that's how it happened, all playfully. Like, I'm sure Toronto would have handed the ball to Aaron.
Yeah.
But the Yankee bullpen got involved.
Yeah, that's why. Whenever this ball was going to end up with a player or a staff in that stadium, he was going to get it. Once a fan doesn't get it, you know you're getting that ball back.
I agree 100%. That's accurate. 877-337-6666. The guy that caught it, this guy's name is Matt Bushman. We talked about him earlier. Well, Matt Bushman's wife is a gal named Sarah Walsh. She's a reporter for NFL Network. And she went on Twitter saying, while she's battling the hurricane down in Florida, she found out that her husband caught the Aaron Judge ball. So she wrote him a note saying, thank God we can retire now. You've got a ball worth $1 million. And then when she found out that he gave the ball to the New York Yankees, she went back on Twitter and said, I'm serving you with divorce papers. All joking, of course, but that's pretty funny, right?
That is.
Like, could you imagine if your wife bought a lottery ticket for Mega Millions or whatever it is, right? And she's like, we won. I want to let you know we won. And you're like, I'm done. I got 100, whatever the numbers, right? And then you found out she gave it to like a shelter. You might leave her over that, no?
Yeah, publicly, I'd say, that's sweet, honey. Privately, I'd say, what the hell are
you
we
might
doing?
Say, I sent in my resignation. I told them all to F off. I told Cardin he doesn't know sports. I'm driving home ready to go.
I mean, I say that anyways.
That is true, yes. I want to fact check it. And he played for the Brewers.
Well, he did.
Yeah, well, not at 7:15 he didn't.
He didn't say 7:15.
Here's PJ in Deer Park on the Fan. PJ, what's up?
What's up, boys?
How are you, kid?
Love the show.
Thank you.
Good, man. Good. So I play baseball for the NYPD. We're playing in this Police and Fire World Series in Dallas.
Oh, nice.
We're leaving Tuesday night. Say he goes on a little bit of a drought.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Could happen.
What game is he playing Tuesday? What do you think?
They have not announced it yet. He's not going to play both games in the doubleheader.
That's tough to tell. I would think he's going to sit maybe two of the four games. Because I don't think they're going to sit him the entire series. That
I
makes
would
no
think
sense.
Just if you try to personalize it. If you're going to take one of the two games off, I would think you take the second game off. That way you can enjoy the night, enjoy the rest of the day, afternoon. Maybe have a couple drinks, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
So that's how I would do it.
I think he's not going to play Monday either, by the way, if I had to guess.
Yeah.
I think he would sit Monday, play one of the games on Tuesday, and then play the final game of the year because the Yankees are going to have a lot of off time before the divisional series starts. So I think I'd lean with you.
And by the way, don't forget, he just went through a homestand where he didn't hit a home run. You know, the last four games of the homestand against, right?
Right.
So, you don't know. There's no guarantee he's going to hit 62 against the Orioles.
Well, and also,
he might not.
There's 30 of us sitting in left field also.
Oh, that's awesome. By the way, that's probably the safest place in America to be. 45,000 cops and firefighters.
Yeah, seriously.
I love that.
The other factor that we
don't
know.
Good job, PJ. Good luck, buddy.
We don't know about with Aaron Judge is he willing to sit out a couple of games if it helps him win the batting title?
Well, I think, first off, I think you're right. He's going to sit out one of the two games of the doubleheader. And that's just normal practice, right? So then the second question comes in, do you take the last game off?
Yeah, and I think a lot of guys do that. I know we all hear the legendary story of Ted Williams, but, you know, Wade Boggs sat out games to win a batting title. Larry Walker sat out games to win a batting title. We all know about Jose Reyes a decade ago. I don't think there's anything wrong with doing that, by the way. Aaron Judge has earned the batting title if he decides to sit out game 162. I really do. I said that with Reyes. I'll say it with Judge. In fact, if Aaron Judge gets a hit in his first at-bat Wednesday afternoon and then pulls himself out of the game, that's fine.
Yeah, there's something that's a little cheesy about that.
Oh,
but
stop. He played all year.
I know. There's still something a little cheesy
really?
About it.
Really? So you need Judge to have five at-bats
no,
final day of the year?
I mean, I personally don't, nor do I care. That being said, like when Jose Reyes laid down that bunt and then took himself out from first base, right?
Yeah.
There was something cheesy about it.
No, I think the problem was he was a free agent at the end of the year and never played for the Mets again until he made his comeback. Oh, yeah, Judge is a free agent, too. I guess that would look bad if he took himself out to the left.
I mean, I'm sure nobody in San Francisco cares. But, like, listen, it doesn't obviously change at all.
I thought the outcry at Reyes a decade ago was completely overblown. And so what Aaron Judge decides to do around an individual accomplishment, I would have total respect for it. Honestly, if he sat all four games because he thought, you know what, I'm going to win the batting title, I wouldn't have an issue with that.
No, listen, it's a year-long accomplishment.
Yeah, he's earned
it. It's not based on a day or two, and he would be the rightful owner of the Triple Crown. There's just something a little cheesy about it.
I know,
that's
you
all.
Know what it is, because you all heard the Ted Williams story, and you want him to go 4-for-4.
Yeah,
and refuse to sit and be a legend.
Ted Williams was offered the day off to guarantee the batting title. And he said, go F yourself. I'm Ted Williams. What am I worried about? And went 4-for-4. Yeah, winning the batting title, right? Now, that being said, it'll still be an amazing accomplishment, but there'll be a little soft cheese on the top.
Nah.
That's all.
I think he sits two of the four games in Texas, would be my guess. Monday and one of the games on Tuesday.
But I don't think that's to be clear, that wouldn't, like, the storyline wouldn't be
No.
He sat out to win the battle.
No, the only time it would be a story is in the final game.
Yes. Yeah, so if you tell me he's going to take 2 days off, well deserved.
Yeah.
Go ahead. If you told me, hey, the whispers are he wants to win the Triple Crown, he's not playing Sunday, there's cheese involved with that. That's all. So, you think he's a cheesy guy or not?
Well, I respectfully disagree with you.
Does he have any brothers or sisters? Do we know? Aaron Judge? Anybody know?
I'm not sure.
Because his mom was there.
Yes.
But I don't believe anybody else was there. You know, for this game. I know a bunch of the family was there at Yankee Stadium.
It's asking a lot to travel all over for this thing.
I know, especially to another country. You know, but if you don't have a passport, you can't go,
yes.
Right? And I don't think his wife was in Toronto either. I think she was in New York.
Yeah, I only saw his mom and then obviously one of Maris's kids. There was less of a group.
Maris Jr. was there.
Maris Jr. There was less of a group for the Toronto one.
Yeah, you know why? Because nobody wants to go to a game in Toronto.
No, I get it.
That's the reason behind that. So don't be a dummy. Adorama's back and ready to deal with their biggest clearance event of the year. Up to 70% savings. On what? On everything. Photo, computers, audio, drones. The deals move fast, so you got to hurry in or check them out online. Adorama has amazing prices on all the best brands. And when it comes to the biggest releases from those premier brands, like Canon, Apple, Fuji, DJI, Nikon, GoPro, and more, you're just not going to do any better. Gaming systems, digital cameras, wireless speakers, it's all there, and it's all at the best prices in America at Adorama. Go into the store yourself. 42 West 18th Street, or go online, adorama.com.
He has a brother, and his brother works in South Korea as a teacher.
Oh, is that right?
John Judge, yeah.
So I guess he didn't make it.
Well, he's a teacher. What do you mean he didn't make it?
I mean, what's important to you? What's not?
Oh, to fly from South Korea? That's a long trip, man.
And
plus,
actually,
he's teaching.
They're actually both adopted.
Yeah, no. I
know Judge is, but his brother as well.
I didn't know his brother was adopted. Yeah. There's a story about
Aaron
Judge.
If I was going to adopt someone, it'd be great if they were like, you know, Aaron Judge. Like, can you pick and choose that when you adopt? I'm a big proponent of adoption, of course. But, like, can I, can you be 6'7", 285 and hit a fastball 900 feet? That'd be the greatest adoption of all time.
The lottery of adoption.
Yeah, like, all right. So I got three kids I can pick from. Am I adopting superstar athlete? Do I want to adopt like a Mensa member, right, or do I go with the question mark on the right? I don't know.
Worked out well.
Yeah, it worked out great for the judges.
No
it's
kidding.
It's awesome.
No kidding.
Oh, that's great. Imagine that's winning the lottery right there.
No doubt, man.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
So you adopted a kid that became a great adult.
They also raised him very
person.
Well.
Obviously, it's great parenting.
Give the parents a lot of credit.
And I wonder, like, as his story becomes more popular, he becomes more popular. Triple Crown, Maris, maybe they win a World Series one of these years, right, with him or not, whatever it is. If more people want to adopt because of the Aaron Judge story.
It's going to see an increase in adoption.
Like, yeah,
I wouldn't adopt thinking, oh, I'm going to adopt a kid and he's going to become a Major League Baseball player.
I think about
player.
It all the time.
It's kind of the wrong way to think about adopting.
No, you adopt to save a child's life.
Yes, of course.
Obviously. But it wouldn't hurt if the kid becomes an NFL quarterback. You know, just saying. Like a little something for me. That's all.
All that work I put in raising you. Can you give me something back?
Listen, I went to Albania. I saved your life. I went to whatever your state in the country. I saved
all
your life.
All I ask is you to become a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Can you please run a 40 and 4.3 for your old man? Call me daddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.